The Mishnah says, Yontov Shavuos Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos B'miktas HaYotokin Avalo B'mdina. And Rashi says that Avalo B'mdina Lo B'Yushalayim V'lo B'Gvulin. So Rashi interprets that B'miktas means only the Mikdash. Yushalayim is outside the Mikdash. However, the Rambam in Perek Beis from Shofar says that all Yerushalayim v'smuchosla are called mikdash as relates to tkios. And the Rambam explains this more in the Peres Mishnayis, Kvaviyano Pamim ki mikdash tikwa Yerushalayim kula. So according to Rashi, it was only in mikdash that it was permitted, and not in Yerushalayim. And that may be because Rashi holds that the het to blow in Mikdash was because Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. And so that's only in Mikdash. And that's mean, and because the shofar in Mikdash is a key in Mikdash. For Havaya, that they would blow Chatzotzos only in Mikdash Minat Stadim. So it's a special key in Mikdash, and that, according to the Yerushalmi, you have to say that that's a din d'oraisa, because the Yerushalmi holds that there is no mitzvah shofar on Rosh Hashanah at all, midiraisa, because the pasuk zichron truah. And yet in Mikdash they did blow. So you have to say, because Mikdash is a special key, and there's a special mitzvah in Mikdash. However, the Rambam says that the reason that they blow in Mikdash is because it's a locha of it. Of the blown mikdash, because that's where the bezdin was, and the Rambam says that this is the lashon Rambam peg beis alocha ches kishigazu shelo leskoa b'shabbos lo gazu el b'makom she'em bo bezdin avazman shehaya beis mikdash kaim v'haya bezdin that God of Yerushalayim how you are called token Yerushalayim. B'Shabbos calls Manshabes din Yoshin. So for the Rambam, you see that the reason you're allowed to blow is because Yerushalayim is called Makom, because the Sanhedrin is here, it's called Makom Bezdin. And that had to apply to all of Yerushalayim. So it doesn't relate at all, according to the Rambam, to the halacha that Yerushalayim is called Machane Yisrael and is part of the Mikdash. It's because Yerushalayim is called Makom Bezdin. So it's and therefore Yerushalayim is Lifnei Bezdin. That's why it's permitted to blow in Yerushalayim. And therefore, when the Takon of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, that the Evtochum that you should blow B'chol Makom Sheis B'Bezdin is an extension of what existed previously, namely in Yerushalayim, that they could blow, because Yerushalayim, which according to Rambam is Mikdash, is called Makom Bezdin. But the basic halacha is that you should blow always the Makom HaBezdin.